And, you know, I could be the person who could pull those people together for a project. And that turns out to be, I think, one of our key roles in this universe of Great Salt Lake, is pulling people together to make projects synergistic. So now we've gotten involved. We're stewards of Spiral Jetty alongside.
I noticed the Dia Art
Yes,
Foundation brochure tacked up there.
So Dia and asked us and the Utah Museum of Natural History to be their, it's a triumphant, we call it, partners with the state of Utah to help manage the Spiral Jetty site. So since we're up there a lot doing biology and chemistry and taking art students and whatever else, then we have a lot of presence, and we can always call Dia and say, there's a new sign on the road, or there's a sign down on the road, or the road conditions are bad, or if someone ever vandalized the artwork or anything like that. And Utah Museum of Fine Arts has a great art presence in the community, but they weren't at that time going on site to Spiral Jetty so often. So now we run collaborative trips. When Dia comes out, we all get together and we have these meetings on how can we manage this. Right now we're talking about creating podcasts that you could download and listen to on the drive from Golden Spike out to the jetty. And there was this whole great discussion on if we really wanted to interrupt the experience of someone in their head, you know, driving out there. And, you know, because we talked about having it specifically timed for the whole trip. And then we talked about, well, maybe that wasn't a good idea, because maybe we needed to experience that drive. That was part of what Smithson loved. And maybe we could make that an option. I mean, yeah, so we have these great discussions.
Let me ask you, this is maybe a little bit off track, but you mentioned that you could call Dia and say the road was in bad condition. Do they take any, do they pay, or
No.
do they do, who manages the road? Because I've driven up there a number of times. I've never really had a problem, but I've talked to so many people who say, wow, the road was so bad I had to turn around. And I can't imagine that, but maybe I'm just used to bad
When
roads.
did you go there? Because
I
Box
was the
Elder
last
County.
time I was there was Pioneer Day this summer,
Okay, so Box
and it
Elder
was just fine.
County 2 years ago graded the road.
Okay.
Prior to that time, it was a rock field. It was really
Was it
awful.
bad?
Yeah,
Okay.
really awful. I mean, boulders that, I mean, you would have to put your tires on top of to get over. And
Yeah.
we had a sequence, particularly that last part of the road, we had a special sequence to get in there. So that's where a lot
Oh, yeah,
of
because the last
our.
time I was there was probably 15 years earlier than that.
Oh, okay.
There's a big gap there.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could
Yeah,
just
yeah.
easily get out there right now.
Yeah, now it's much better.
Okay.
They've removed all those boulders and they've graded the road. So Box Elder County is maintaining that.
Okay.
Yeah, the state owns the lake bed under the Spiral Jetty.
Right. And Dia owns the lease on that, right? They're an heir to the lease that Robert Smithson had with the
Right.
state.
Right. And so we came on as partners when they were renegotiating the terms of that lease, because the state wanted them to have some local people. They don't want distant New Yorkers to be managing an artwork that they never see. So it's been a really interesting process, and new people at Dia, it's just been so exciting to see how that organization has changed and how important this artwork is to them. So I guess what I'm trying to say is Great Salt Lake Institute has grown into this breadth of things. We now work with our School of Communications. We work with the business school. We're writing art grants now. We're hosting an artist, a Japanese artist called Motoi, who does, it's like sand paintings, but he does them with salt. He's coming in the spring. And so we're all over the place. We're very interdisciplinary. And that wasn't the case in the beginning, because what we had strengthened was science in the beginning. Now we're kind of spread out. So the Spiral Jetty thing, we're actually helping develop curriculum for Utah school kids so they'll know about this incredible piece of art that they live so close to.